Hello, Coach.
All right, Glenn.
How are you?
Hi, Coach. Steve, how are we doing?
Did you get any sleep, by the way?
That was a short night.
It's overrated anyway. Well, let's get to this one. If you had a chance to look at this one again, and as you do look at it, how do you break down as a coach a game like this where there were so many issues during the course of the game? How do you break it down and try to figure out how you move forward off of that game?
Well, I don't think it's any different than any other game. You know, look at each play and try to reinforce the positive things, and the mistakes that we made, we need to try to correct.
Were there some positive things in that game last night?
Yeah. Not enough of them, but there were, in other words. Individually, there were some good things, and, you know, there are times where we were competitive defensively and offensively, but not often enough.
Coach, one of the things that surprised me is, you know, they're a good offense. They have a lot of looks they give you and adjustments. But you had a receiver running free a few times. What was it? Obviously, it was a mistake. Was it caused by just their movement on offense and the way they shift around, or just a blown coverage? The one with the 75-yard touchdown, there wasn't a guy within
Henderson.
20.
Henderson.
Yeah, Henderson. There wasn't a guy within 20 yards of him.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we blew it. There was a couple of those where we just, we just didn't have it matched up right, and there were a couple other ones where we were on them, and they made plays. We missed some tackles, but, you know, just overall, we gave up, a handful of plays, seven or eight plays for over 300 yards, so, you know, it's just too many big plays, and we can't play that way.
Was it caused by the complexity of offense, or just simply, because look, they have max protection on that one with the 75-yard, and there's three receivers look like they're out. I could be wrong, but they just...
It was an empty formation, we ended up, checking the coverage, and we didn't get it all. So, I think they do a good job with their scheme, as I said. They keep things moving. They give you a lot of different formations, personnel groups. They shuffle people around. They don't make it easy for you. But we shouldn't have had the breakdowns that we had. Give them credit for being a good offense and have a good scheme, but we need to do a better job than that. So, you know, it's our responsibility and my responsibility. We all got to do a better job. Starts with me.
I know you talked last week about their formations and how they do different things out of those formations. Did they show you a lot of different things that confused you early on in this game?
Well, they moved around like they usually do. You know, they had different personnel groups, different formations, different move the people around. But, we see that from other teams. That's not, we got to do a better job with it.
Did you have a good week of practice? Was there any indication that this performance was in the offing?
No, I thought we had a pretty good week of practice, Steve. I thought the players were focused. We had, good solid week of work. I think we, everybody understood how we wanted to play the game, how we needed to play, what we needed to do. But in the end, we just didn't do a good enough job of it. We didn't make enough plays, and they made more than we did. And looking back on it, I'm sure there's a lot of things we could have done differently, scheme-wise and execution-wise. But that's the way it is, especially when you get beat in a game like that. You're going to have some plays that you want to have back. But we made mistakes. They capitalized on them, and that's pretty much the story of the game.
Now, you've in your coaching years, you've witnessed a lot of great quarterback performances, both for and against you. That combination of spectacular and efficient, I don't recall seeing very many performances like that. Can you recall anything similar to that? That was incredibly efficient and with a lot of huge plays.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of the yardage they got was on a few plays. Mm-hmm. And some of those we didn't play very well or weren't even competitive on. I mean, the long one, we just cut a guy loose. So, I don't know if that's – again, they took advantage of it. Mm-hmm. I'll sort of give them credit for that. I don't know if those were, that was great execution or great offense mm-hmm. as much as it was just, breakdowns on our end.
Now, going into this game, obviously we all knew they had a great offense, a lot of firepower, different multitude of sets. But offensively – for the Patriots, you figure they might have advantage with the defensive backfield being depleted. It seemed like they had a lot of trouble finding guys open, and they were getting pressure with the down linemen. What was the cause? Like, McKenzie just came off the street last week, and he looked like an all-pro. Was there anything different they were doing? It looked like they had some 8-man backs and 7-man backs, but anything unusual that you didn't see during the week?
No, I think they mixed in a few things. I mean, they have a multiple defensive system anyway, Greg Williams. They do some different things, and they mixed it up on us. And but it wasn't anything that we hadn't worked on. I mean, we've seen double coverage on Randy and Wes before, and they did that. They zoned us. They pressured us a little bit. Overall, I thought the protection held up, pretty well. We just didn't make enough plays in the passing game. We turned the ball over a couple times, and so, those factors combined with, what happened on defense just, wasn't obviously enough.
They ran a lot of – they run more zone than man. It looked like they ran a bunch of zone with the
– They ran both. Yeah, they ran both. They play a lot of zone. A lot, I'm saying probably closer to 50%. They're about 50-50, 50 man, 50 zone. And, a decent amount of that man's pressure, some of it's zone pressure. They mix it up.
You look back at it, were the guys open that were being missed because obviously you can't cover everybody, and they did double up Randy a lot. There must have been outlets missed. Was it inaccuracy by the quarterback? Was it lack of time? It seemed like Tom wasn't as precise as he usually is.
Well, I think it was a combination of things. We were rushed a little bit. Again, overall, I thought protection was, held up okay. Sometimes we had guys open and didn't hit them or couldn't get to them or mistimed it or whatever. And then there were other times when, we didn't have a lot and we had to hold the ball a little bit. So, it just wasn't executed well enough. And, maybe we could have, designed some things a little bit differently. But, that's football. They did a better job than we did.
On a big play, Wes Walker ran back a punt to the 45-yard line, and Tom threw an interception. Was that a miscommunication on a route, or did you just – because it looked like he just lofted out where he thought Randy was going, kind of threw it right to McKenzie.
No, it was a kind of a broken play. Tom started to scramble and try to make a play, an improvised play, and
didn't see the
didn't make it,
Was it your intention to run the football a little bit more? You seemed to emphasize that early on in the game, and that had been one area where the Saints have been a little vulnerable.
We were trying to be balanced on offense. I think we were pretty balanced, in the first half, and even in the third quarter until it kind of got into a 3-score game. But I think we were pretty balanced.
You guys more than held your own, obviously, against Indianapolis, 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. 13-point lead, 4:21 to go. But what makes New Orleans' offense that much different than Indianapolis? Both highly prolific offenses, but what makes New Orleans that much better?
I don't know if it's better. I think they're both good. They're different. I think the Saints are more of a vertical passing game. I think the Colts are more scheme-oriented. They kind of take what they give you. But the Saints make a lot of plays down the field. And they probably overall have a little better – a little deeper group of receivers, including the tight ends and Reggie Bush, even though he didn't play, but guys who can get down the field and who are, I would say, bigger play-type players. Both offenses are very good. They're different. The Colts are probably as efficient as you can get throwing the ball. New Orleans is more of a big play team, and there were too many of them last night.
On a big fourth and four, you went for it. Randy ran it out. It looked like McKenzie didn't bite on the upfield move and cut and jumped right on the route. Did you expect something different out of him on that?
Randy was in motion. McKenzie was, on inside leverage after the motion, and he made a good play on the ball. So,
what was the reason for the decision? Three not going to be enough in a game like this?
Yeah, basically at that point, I think we needed more than a field goal.
Because you couldn't slow down the offense very much. Even as the game progressed, the tight end ran free. I think they threw to the back for the 19th time. As it continued, the DBs just didn't seem to get into the flow and get on the receivers as well as they could have.
Well, again, the majority of the yardage in the game came on 7 or 8 plays, whatever it was. I mean, that's where over 300 yards came from. So. Not every play was a bad play, but when you give up big plays on that many plays, then you give up a lot of yardage and ultimately a lot of points. So You know, at times we were competitive, but not, you know, but when you give up that many big plays, then it's really not competitive. So you've got to eliminate those, and we didn't. We had too many of them.
And they're more of a physical offensive line. It seemed like they're getting movement on the defensive line, the running game straight ahead, and able to pound off some yardage. Whereas in the past, you know, D-line usually holds up. Was that a more physical offensive line than most you played?
Well, we played a lot of nickel, defense against our multiple receiver sets, so that, you know, that left us a little light inside. We felt like the strength of our team was the passing game, and so we wanted to have a little more coverage on the receivers. We just didn't do a good enough job with it. They ran a few in there. I mean, they hit the one run that we just didn't do a good job on that play. But, you know, I wouldn't say the running game is the reason why we lost the game. You know, we gave up one big run. The majority of the problems in the passing game.
How much of it was it physical versus just making mistakes out there? It seems like they got a lot of yards after the catch. It seemed like there were some missed tackles as well along the way.
Yeah, there were.
Of the two, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were when Matt Light was came in and out of the game a couple of times, was that working back in, or was that through necessity for his health?
Yeah. No, I just I'd say the former Steve. Mm-hmm. It was kind of we just weren't sure about Matt playing, you know, all the plays in the game. I think Matt did a nice job. But, you know, he hasn't played in several weeks, and you know, throw him back in there for every snap. What we didn't want to do was get into a situation where at the end of the game, you know, in a close game, that he would kind of run out of gas. And so we try to spell him and, you know, give him a break in there along the way. And, you know, Mark did a good job. Matt did a good job. I think Nick held up pretty well over there. But I thought Light, really, for as much time as he missed and the quality, you know, of rusher Will Smith, you know, I thought he did a nice job out there.
What was the idea with the timing behind putting Hoyer in? Was it about 5 minutes or so left in the game? Was that just the factor of being three scores down and against an offense that was?
I think give Brian an opportunity to play. I mean, it's mm-hmm. a tough environment playing on the road, that kind of noise and all that. I mean, if he has to play at some point during the year, which hopefully he won't, but if he does, put him in a tough situation.
It's a game like that, Snowball. Obviously, you spend a lot of time with your different defensive groups. You're breaking it all down. You're trying to stop the bleeding. You're trying to obviously get back into what you do well. Just sometimes things like that, especially when you're on the road and the crowd and everything else, kind of snowball on you.
Well, it comes down to, you know, playing well and be able to execute what you're doing. And we gave up too many big plays on defense, turned the ball over, and didn't take advantage of our scoring opportunities as well as we could have offensively. So I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I don't think the crowd had anything to do with it. I think it was, you know, we just didn't coach or play as well as the Saints did.
You didn't seem to have much problem with the noise in there.
No, we played in noisy stadiums before. I mean, that's the way it is, you know, just about every week when you're on the road. I mean, I don't think that's the problem.
Especially in a dome, you know, that's not, I played down there before. It's not, people are talking about how noisy it is. I've been in noisier places. Didn't seem much problems getting the ball off, but, you know, you're running the clock down a couple times. You had to take a timeout. Were they doing some changing, obviously changing in front to confuse you a little bit?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they mix up their looks on the pass rush. Again, they're a pressure team, and they, you know, gave us some different pressures, and, you know, we tried to get those picked up. They did a good job of that, you know, moving that around, making us, you know, recall some things to the line of scrimmage. You're right, a couple times we were close to not getting it off, or one time I think we had to take a timeout. So, that was a little bit of a, you know, it was a little bit of an issue. It's like that playing them anyway, though. I mean, they give you some different pressure looks, and, you know, there were a couple times where it took, a little extra time to try to sort it out.
Everyone tries a copycat. Is there stuff in there that other teams can emulate, or is it strictly the Saints? I mean, we all thought the Saints had a good offense, but it's strictly, is it the strictly Saints because of their personnel and because of the quarterback? Where they'll do things, or are you going to see, obviously, much more of it? How much of it is unique to what the Saints can do because of the personnel?
Well, I'm sure we'll see throws down the field, and, you know, shots and go routes and seam routes and things like that. You know, we gave up a couple of them, so I'm sure we'll see some more of them. You know, a lot of teams run those plays, but, you know, Saints have, as I said, they have a good scheme. They're well coached. They've got good players. They got a lot of weapons, and they had a real good night last night. So, I mean, you got to give them credit. But again, at the same time, I think there's no doubt we have to do a better job,
as bad as
particularly defensively, than what we did last night. That just won't. That's just not good enough.
As bad as it was going, third quarter, down by 7. Saints get the ball back and hit a 69-yard pass. What happened on the pass? Did Will Hite look like he tripped? His safety looked like he was coming over. What happened on that pass?
Well, we didn't have him covered tight enough, and then, it was a lot of yards after the catch.
When a game is hyped up like this and not that there was a great deal on the line one way or the other, but can a loss like this affect your team going into the last 5 games of the season?
Well, I think, any game can possibly affect your team the following week, win or lose, and however it plays out. But I think that's part of, that's what the NFL is. This is a league where you have big wins, you have big losses, you have tough games every week. But each week you got to turn the page and move on to the next opponent. And that's our challenge every week, certainly our challenge this week with Miami. But, we face that every week. We've had big wins, we've had tough losses. But we've got to win or lose, put those games behind us, and get on to the next one. So that'll be the plan this week.
In doing that, how much time do you spend in the rearview mirror? How much do you spend on the mistakes that were made? You talked about the defense, and you've got to play much better defensively. How much do you emphasize the mistakes that were made in that game last night going forward here?
Well, I think it's the same every week. You try to correct the mistakes, and you try to emphasize the points that you did well, things you did well, build on those. So you want to play both sides of it. I think you want to ignore the things you did well, but you certainly got to address the things that were a problem. And the more you can see those things fitting into what the next team does, then I think the more, whether you want to call it preparing for the next team or whether you want to call it correcting mistakes from the previous week, they're all interrelated. So the more you can see one team transitioning into your next opponent, then I'm sure the more time you would spend in that area than another area that you might feel is a little bit unique to that particular team that you just played.
Coach, two glaring things come out, 0-4 on the road and the inability to score in the second half. What do you attribute that to the inability to score in the second half? And obviously you played good teams in a row, but the team is 0-4 on the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no denying those statistics, but I think it still comes back to, there are good plays in those games, and there were some ones that weren't so good in all 4 games that you mentioned there. We just gotta have more good ones and not as many that aren't as good.
And Maroney is not a fumbler, did not fumble much, hardly at all until the Indianapolis game. Now he's had 3 straight weeks with a fumble. Anything going on there different from what you've seen in the past?
No, but that's, we can't be turning the ball over, and nobody knows that, and nobody takes it harder than Lawrence does. So, and as you know, Steve, being a former defensive player, mm-hmm. once those start to happen, the next week everybody's looking for him.
Right.
And they see that, a player has a couple fumbles, then that just makes you all the more conscious of trying to get the ball off him. So I know that's something that Lawrence takes a lot of pride in, ball security, and he works hard at it, and he's going to have to work even harder.
All right, quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll look at Sunday's opponent, the Miami Dolphins. It's Patriots Monday right here on the Big Show as we talk with the coach. Back here on the Big Show, it's Patriots Monday and our weekly session with the coach, Bill Belichick. All right, let's take a peek at the Miami Dolphins coming up. They've moved this game to a 1 o'clock start Sunday afternoon. How different are they, Bill, without Ronnie Brown? Has the Wildcat changed much without Brown out there?
Well, a little bit. They had several versions of the Wildcat before when Ronnie Brown was healthy. And the one that seems to have kind of now gone by the wayside is Ronnie back there as the tailback with Ricky Williams, coming in that fast motion across the backfield. But Ricky Williams runs the same plays Ronnie ran in the Wildcat, and of course Pat White has his option series, and when he's in the shotgun and when he's under center, they use both those, and then he has some regular plays at quarterback too. So they still have that element in their offense, and they change it up from week to week. Every week there's a little different wrinkle in that version of plays. So last week against Buffalo, You know, Ricky Williams kind of ran the jump pass down there on the goal line, and, you know, things like that. So they're constantly adding and giving you things defensively out of those packages that you're not working on.
Well, what percentage of the time do they run the Wildcat, and how much time do you dedicate towards that during practice?
Well, you know, as you know, Fred, it varies from game to game. Some games they run it more than others, and I think some of that has a lot to do with the success of it. You know, if it's going good, they stay in it. If it's not going as good, then you'll still see it, but not as much.
Not that Ronnie Brown threw the ball that well, but Ricky Williams doesn't look like he can throw the ball as well as Ronnie Brown. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Henny started out fairly well when he took over for Pennington in the beginning. Is he still playing effectively?
You know, he is. He's you know, I thought he played very well a couple weeks ago against Carolina. Made a lot of good throws. You know, threw the ball well against Tampa also. You know, I thought he threw the ball pretty well against us. You know, accurately made some tight throws on third down and you know, in good coverage situations. So, you know, I think he's done a solid job for him. You know, he had a couple balls intercepted last week against Buffalo. One, he got hit right as he released the ball, and there's really much he could do about that one. Just kind of went up in the air to the corner, and you know, then down in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes ago, trying to make a play and that kind of thing. So, but overall, I think, you know, when he's able to get the ball out on time and you know, the passing game is you know, working efficiently, which for the most part it does there because they have a good running game. It's hard to just tee off on him because they do run the ball so much that he's been pretty efficient.
Do you think the switches in offense that they do between the Wildcat and the regular offense, can that inhibit a young quarterback or make it more difficult?
Well, I don't know. I think that's, you know, a question they'd have to answer. I don't know all the dynamics of it and how much practice time and all that works. But I would say defensively, it's something that you know, you have to spend practice time on. You've got to spend time on Henny, and you've got to spend time on the Pat White packages when he's in the game. And also his skill set, obviously. He's much more of a runner, a scrambler, and they'll run some quarterback draws and things like that in addition to their option and rollout game and all that, you know, when Pat White's in there. So it causes you a lot of time defensively to commit to those things, and then, you know, you may get more of one or the other or some, you know, new looks, and you have to adjust to it during the game. So that's all things that they do to try to keep the defense off balance.
You think they'll come out and go more vertical on you, considering what happened last week, and just...
Well, I think we have to be ready for that, sure.
Is there any kind of a psychological barrier that you think this team has to overcome because they have not won on the road? And because you're going into arguably the biggest game of the year, I think. I mean, if you lose, it's only a game difference now. Does the team have to worry about that with your team?
You know, I think our team has a good level of confidence, Pete. I don't think we lack confidence. I don't think we feel that there's any team that we play against that we... any game that we're not going to win, or any game that we feel like is out of reach, that you know, we just can't be competitive with them. And I don't think the team's felt like that for, you know, a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been a lot of years, you know, maybe back to 2000 before I kind of had any kind of feeling like that on the team. I certainly don't get that sense at all. You know, we know that we can win, but we've got to go out there and play well to do that, and we know that too. So that's what we're trying to do, but I don't think it's a lack of confidence or, you know, anything like that. It's, you know, we got to do a better job than we've done, but I think we all feel like we will and can do that.
Yeah, you bring up that point. We always notice the Patriots are confident. They feel like they can score on anybody. Randy Moss said afterwards, excuse me, that the team was disjointed, you know, offensively, out of sync. What causes that? I mean, you know, this is a confident team. They've been through a lot of timing patterns, a lot of players that on the same page. It didn't seem like that would happen. And Pete talks about confidence. Is that part of the confidence when you're really in sync and you're really just, you're almost unconscious when you're playing, when you're, you know, performing at that level?
Well, I think that was more of an issue of this particular game, the way it went, and some of the things that happened within the game, than that's a feeling about the team. I think there was some of that last night. Yeah, I think it was some of that on defense too, that it was, you know, things weren't happening and as crisply, or and we weren't executing as cleanly as what we have or what we'd like to be doing. But I don't think that's, you know, an overriding feeling. But in that game last night, sure there was some of that. Yeah, there was times where we were, you know, not where we wanted to be.
Traditionally, Bill Belichick defenses might not be as complicated, but usually they're technically sound. How hard is it to go back and sit down and say, and break this old defense down that happened, go into the next game and get them back on the same page and get the young DBs' minds back in the game? Because simple mistakes, which you always emphasize, if you don't make those, normally you're not going to get big plays against you. How hard is it to straighten out some of the young DBs and get them focused on the next task?
Well, we'll work on that. I don't know if I know the answer to that question, but I can tell you we played 11 games this year, and this is really the first time, other than a couple plays at the end of the Tennessee game, which I'd say were more situational, but, you know, it's the first time we've really had, you know, big plays against us this year, and that's not good. You know, we don't want any games like that. So, you know, we have to go back and correct those mistakes. But, I thought it was much more of a game of big plays, you know, than it was just, you know, every single play was a bad play. I didn't feel that way defensively at all. Maybe you did watching the game, but I really didn't. But the big plays overrode that. So, you know, we've got to eliminate those.
If you guys put enough pressure on quarterbacks during the course of this season, if you felt comfortable with the pressure that you've put, and kind of made those guys feel a little uncomfortable back there?
Well, I think defensively you always want to, you know, you always want to try to hurry the quarterback and have tight coverage on the receivers. That's what you want in the passing game. So sometimes that happens, you know, better than others.
Charlie Weiss recently got fired at Notre Dame, and there's already speculation whether it's, you know, did you even talk about the end of this year, but would you have any thought at all about bringing him back possibly to be on your staff again?
Yeah, well, Charlie and I are good friends. We've, you know, we speak on a pretty regular basis. And, you know, of course, I'm disappointed for Charlie and his family and, you know, and all the people that he took out there with him. So I feel badly about that. And right now our focus is on the Miami Dolphins, and that's what it's going to be. So there's certainly not anything that's going to happen now, but. You know, and right now, I'm really not thinking about anything after the season. I'm thinking about Miami. So we're thinking about Miami. But, you know, I feel badly for Charlie in that situation.
Now, looking at Miami, have they changed much since the last time you played them as far as, you know, the game, play calling, defensive scheme, or anything of that nature?
Well, I think they're a little bit different, you know, with Ronnie Brown not in there. He was a focal point of their offense and a lot of things that they did. Not that Ricky Williams can't do those things. It's just that Ronnie Brown did them. And without Ronnie Brown in there, then that's some of that's shifted to Ricky, and some of it's you know, shifted elsewhere. I think fundamentally they're the same. It's, you know, basically the same offense, but you know, with Ronnie Brown not in the picture, it's changed the emphasis on. And you know, I thought we saw in the Carolina game, you know, Ricky certainly could carry the load there. He ran the ball. You know, he kind of wore the defense down, and he's, you know, I mean, he's a very capable running back.
What about defense?
But I would say it would, you know, shift it around a little bit. Well, you know, defensively, they lost Jason Ferguson, and so, you know, he was a key guy for him inside. But Solia is a good player in there too, and they're physical in the running game, you know, like they always are. Defensively, it's pretty much the same cast of characters that we saw before. I mean, other than the nose tackle, everybody else, I mean, obviously they released Matt Roth, but he hadn't really played much and played very little in our game. But, you know, the rest of the group are all guys that we have played against and have seen all year and pretty familiar with.
Were you able to watch the Buffalo game against them yet? The Buffalo game? Buffalo scored, what, 24 points?
Yeah.
The fourth quarter, they had some success. I hadn't seen the game yet.
Well, it was a very competitive game, you know, right to the end. Then Henny got hit on a play as he was releasing the ball. It kind of fluttered up in the air. That turned into one interception. Then they hit Terrell Owens on a go pattern. I think it was right after that. Then that, you know, that gave him a lead. And then, you know, a couple minutes left to go, you know, Miami's trying to come from behind, make a couple plays, and turn the ball over. And so, you know, the score wasn't reflective of, you know, how close the game was with 4 or 5 minutes to go.
Hi, Coach. Rough one last night. You get to do it all over again on Sunday, hopefully with different results on Sunday afternoon. Good luck down there in Miami. We'll catch you back here on Monday.
All right. Sounds good.